Well, every year, more than 10,000 people gather at the skeletal remains of the Hiroshima Dome to remember the US atomic bombing of the Japanese city. But although this is the 75th anniversary, events at Hiroshima's Peace Memorial Park today were limited. Fewer than 1,000 people were allowed to attend because of the pandemic. A historian's view in a moment, but first, Eleni Soltis has this report.
In the early hours of this morning, the peace bell struck amidst the summer orchestra of cicadas to mark the moment a US B-29 warplane dropped a bomb codenamed Little Boy, obliterating the city.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
The bombing claimed 140,000 lives, but it didn't end there. 3 days later, a B-29 bomber with its secret load flew over Nagasaki with a second atomic bomb, killing a further 74,000 people. Days later, Japan surrendered, and for many in the country, it was the first time they had heard the voice of Emperor Hirohito, a man who was considered God on earth. From this moment, the emperor became a mere human being, and the subsequent US occupation of Japan ensured the Imperial Army could never rise again. In the wake of these bombings, radiation was widely feared, and the survivors suffered disfigured faces, blotted scar tissue, and missing limbs. Children were born with deformities. Some survivors chose to keep their stories a secret, but others have become vocal. They want to remind this current generation about the horrors of nuclear war, including 76-year-old Yasuhiro Asaida, who was only 11 months old when the bomb was dropped on Hiroshima.
We are older now and might not live for much longer. If the world can be peaceful, that would be the best.
And at today's ceremony, the mayor of Hiroshima, Kazumi Matsui, urged world leaders to be more serious about committing to nuclear disarmament.
We must never allow this painful past to repeat itself. Civil society must reject self-centered nationalism and unite against all threats.
Tokyo has not signed the nuclear weapons ban treaty adopted in 2017, but Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says Japan remains committed to the principles of not possessing, not producing, and not permitting entry of nuclear weapons into Japan.
Our nation will firmly maintain the three non-nuclear principles and serve as a bridge to countries with different positions.
It's estimated there are just over 136,000 survivors of Hiroshima and Nagasaki left, and Japan's health ministry says the average age of a survivor is 83, making their calls for a ban on nuclear weapons even the more urgent.
Eleni Soltis with that report.